Hello and welcome to Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Today's reading is from Exodus chapters 39 and 40. We begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain, let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. And this reading, again, is from the Geneva Bible, the 1560 edition, from which I commonly read. And again, we begin at Exodus chapter 39. Moreover, they made garments of ministration to minister in the sanctuary of blue silk and purple and scarlet. They made also the holy garments for Aaron, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So he made the ephod of gold, blue silk and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen. And they did beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires, to work it in the blue silk, and in the purple, and in the scarlet, and in the fine linen with broidered work, for the which they made shoulders to couple together, for it was closed by the two edges thereof. And the broidered guard of his ephod that was upon him was of the same stuff, and of like work, even of gold, of blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they wrought two onyx stones closed in ouches of gold, and graved, as signets are graven, with the names of the children of Israel, and put them on the shoulders of the ephod, as stones for a remembrance of the children of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Also he made the breastplate of broidered work, like the work of the ephod, to wit, of gold, blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. They made the breastplate double, and it was square, and handbreadth long, and an handbreadth broad. It was also double. And they filled it with four rows of stones. The order was thus: a ruby, a topaz, and a carbuncle in the first row, and in the second row an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And also in the third row, a turquoise, an agate, and an hematite. Likewise in the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper, closed and set in ouches of gold. So the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, even 12 after their names, graven like signets, every one after his name, according to the 12 tribes. After, they made upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work and pure gold. They also made two bosses of gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two corners of the breastplate. And they put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings in the corners of the breastplate. Also the two other ends of the two were wreathen chains, they fastened in the two bosses, and put them on the shoulders of the ephod upon the forefront of it. Likewise they made two rings of gold, and put them in the two other corners of the breastplate, upon the edge of it, which was on the inside of the ephod. They made also two other golden rings, and put them on the two sides of the ephod, beneath on the foreside of it, and other against his coupling above the broidered guard of the ephod. Then they fastened the breastplate by his rings unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue silk, that it might be fast upon the broidered guard of the ephod, and that the breastplate should not be loosed from the ephod, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moreover, he made the robe of the ephod of woven work altogether of blue silk. And the whole of the robe was in the midst of it, as ye collar of an habergeon, with an edge about the collar, that it should not rent. And they made upon the skirts of the robe pomegranates of blue silk and purple and scarlet and fine linen twined. They also made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the skirts of the robe, round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round about the skirts of the robe to minister in, as the Lord had commanded Moses. After they made coats of fine linen, of woven work for Aaron and for his sons, and the mitre of fine linen, and goodly bonnets of fine linen, and linen breeches of fine twined linen, and the girdle of fine twined linen, and of blue silk, and purple and scarlet, even of needlework, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Finally, they made the plate for the holy crown of fine gold, and wrote upon it a superscription like to the graving of a signet, Holiness to the Lord. And they tied unto it a lace of blue silk to fasten it on high upon the mitre, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Thus was all the work of the tabernacle, even of the tabernacle of the congregation, finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so did they. Afterward they brought the tabernacle unto Moses, the tabernacle and all his instruments, his taches, his boards, his bars and his pillars and his sockets, and the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of badger skins, and the covering veil, the ark of the testimony and the bars thereof, and the mercy seat, the table with all the instruments thereof, and the showbread, the pure candlestick, the lamps thereof, even the lamps set in order, and all the instruments thereof, and the oil for the light, also the golden altar, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging of the tabernacle door, the brazen altar with his gates of brass, with his grate of brass, his bars and all his instruments, the laver and his foot, the curtains of the court with his pillars and his sockets, and the hanging to the court gate, and his cords and his pins, and all the instruments of the service of the tabernacle, called the tabernacle of the congregation. Finally, the ministering garments to serve in the sanctuary, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and his son's garments to minister in the priest's office. According to every point that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel made all the work. And Moses beheld all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded, so they had they done, and Moses blessed them. Finally, Exodus chapter 40. Then the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, In the first day of the first month, in the very first of the same month, shalt thou set up the tabernacle, called the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with the veil. Also thou shalt bring in the table, and set it in order as it doth require. Thou shalt also bring in the candlestick, and light his lamps. And thou shalt set the incense altar of gold before the ark of the testimony, and put the hanging at the door of the tabernacle. Moreover, thou shalt set the burnt offering altar before the door of the tabernacle, called the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt set the laver between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and put water therein. Then thou shalt appoint the court round about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate. After thou shalt take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is therein, and hallow it with all the instruments thereof, that it may be holy. And thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all his instruments, and shalt sanctify the altar, that it may be an altar most holy. Also thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot, and shalt sanctify it. Then thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and wash them with water. And thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments, and shalt anoint him, and sanctify him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Thou shalt also bring his sons, and clothe them with garments, and shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. For their anointing shall be a sign, that ye priesthood shall be everlasting unto them throughout their generations. So Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him, so did he. Thus was the tabernacle reared up the first day of the first month in the second year. Then Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in the bars of it and reared up his pillars. And he spied the covering over the tabernacle and put the covering of that covering on high about it as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he took and put the testimony in the ark and put the bars in the rings of the ark and set the mercy seat on high above the ark, upon the ark rather. He also brought the ark into the tabernacle and hanged up the covering veil and covered the ark of the testimony as the Lord had commanded Moses. Furthermore, he put the table in the tabernacle of the congregation in the north side of the tabernacle without the veil, and set the bread in order before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Also he put the candlestick in the tabernacle of the congregation over against the table toward the south side of the tabernacle. And he lighted the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moreover, he set the golden altar in the tabernacle of the congregation before the veil, and burnt sweet incense thereon, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Also he hanged up the veil at the door of the tabernacle. After he set the burnt offering altar without the door of the tabernacle, called the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered the burnt offering and the sacrifice thereon, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Likewise, he set the laver between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and poured water therein to wash with. So Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat, when they went into the tabernacle of the congregation, and when they approached unto the altar, they washed as the Lord had commanded Moses. Finally, he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and hanged up the veil at the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So Moses could not enter into the tabernacle of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now when the cloud ascended up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel went forward in all their journeys. But if the cloud ascended not, then they journeyed not till the day that is ascended. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. We finished the book of Exodus. Tomorrow we start the book of Leviticus. Please join me then.